Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Dr. Catherine May's Blog Talk Radio Program Channel Panel. And that beautiful opening we had was a special selection by our dear brother Archangel Michael of Swing Low, Sweet Chariot, a favorite anthem, sung by Kathleen Battle and the Harlem Boys Choir. And I took a peek at this on YouTube before our show and listened to it. It is breathtaking. So do get a chance to listen to that again. It's just beautiful. And the seeing the choir and Kathleen together, it's very breathtaking. So welcome, everyone. Today is January 20th, 2016. We'd like to welcome you to our program tonight. It's going to be a very special one. We have our favorites of our family joining us tonight, Archangel Michael, Sananda, Sanat Kumara, Mother God. And our program tonight is entitled Dismantling the Matrix Ourselves. So this will be a really interesting program. For those new to us who don't already receive our New Earth Times newsletter in your email box, let me tell you how to do that. You can visit us at our website at whoneedslight.org, and there's a sign-up button right at the top. You can give us your email address, and you'll get our channeled messages and other information from our newsletter right in your email box. And today's from Sananda was particularly poignant for tonight's program. So if you haven't read it yet, do following the show. It will merge wonderfully together. We also have a Facebook page, Who Needs Light? And let me also mention on our Facebook page, Catherine May, Dr. Catherine May, took over 30 years to write a book called Who Needs Light? And many people sometimes think these are a collection of channeled messages, and they are different. We do have channeled messages on our website, whoneedslight.org, but Who Needs Light, the book, has been called Mother God, the Ascension Manual, or the Manual for Ascension, where Catherine, along with the Company of Heaven, give us step-by-step information and examples and stories about how we can dismantle the matrix ourselves. We're going to talk more about that tonight. My name is Meg. I'm your co-host for tonight. Any health questions and nutrition information, you can find me at my Facebook page at wisdomwithin-MegDavis. So with that, we welcome our wonderful hosts, Catherine and Christine, and we begin our program. Good evening, everyone.
Hi there, Meg.
Hi, good evening.
I want to follow up on this song that Michael asked us to play. When I listen to it, I don't see a chariot, I see a spaceship. Coming for to carry us. And there are a couple of wonderful lines in the song that are toward the end. One of them says, if you get there before I do, tell all my friends I'm coming too. And then further on in the song it says, if I get there before you do, I'll cut a hole and pull you through. That was really interesting for a... Michael says it's a song about freedom. So that's why we played it tonight. It's really about what we're going to talk about tonight. And the voice, oh my goodness. Mm. Kathleen Battle and the boys, the Boys Choir of Harlem. I really recommend, like you did, everyone go listen to it. I listened to it a couple of times, and every time I just had chills, because the Company of Heaven is affirming that this is something really special. So here we are, Wednesday night, and we have quite a lineup, but they've told us probably the messages will be short and sweet, but because we have a lot to cover. And first, we're going to let Christine and Michael start. But I want to give a quick update on the frequencies before we begin. Today was a humdinger, literally. It's getting worse by the day, which we are told is the indication that we're at the end. So today's frequencies have within them the sense of, well, the physical symptoms. I like to tell people so that you'll know you're not sick. You're just feeling the frequencies. For a while, there was a ferocious headache. Upset stomach, nausea, exhaustion. Everything aches, and you just want to lie down. And actually, when you do, that's very helpful, because you can really relax and center and let it sort of flow over you instead of absorbing it. So we're going to talk about techniques for remaining calm, remaining clear, and give people some suggestions about the tools we have available for that. So Christine has been really kind of laid low today. So she's propped up in her beautiful bed in our sunroom, and she and Michael are going to channel from there, because one of the symptoms of today's frequency attack is dizziness and like disorientation when you try to walk. So if you find yourself feeling uncoordinated or really disoriented, it's not you. It's just the frequencies. And when it stops, we are all going to feel so good. So I'm going to turn this over to Christine and Michael and see what they would like to talk about.
Well, good evening, bright family of love. It is your brother, Archangel Michael, and I'm coming straight through because it does help my darling Christine if I just bring my energy through and speak now. Well, I'm going to say many things in the short spans that I will take to connect with you. But first, as usual, you can feel me just falling in love with all of you, brand new. The levels of courage and strength and kindness and fortitude you have been showing could only cause one thing from all of your teams, your higher self, your medical teams from the Galactic Federation of Light, your security teams, your family gathered around you. And that is, we are all just falling in love with you, brand new. You are doing it. Yes, about the song tonight. I chose it because I wanted to tell you, or for some of you, remind you of something very special. You know, every song, every feeling of praise, delight, joy, trust, faith is gathered up by the angels. As well, every quest for freedom, for love, for the triumph of prosperity for all, is also gathered up. Now imagine all of those prayers gathered into a single prayer, because ultimately that is what it is. From all space and time on surface Earth and beyond all space and time, meaning in the one moment of now. Now your inner knowing knows what I'm speaking of. So let go with your minds and follow me here. In the now moment, the moment we all always share, every prayer for freedom and prosperity is now gathered up by the angels. Every prayer ever given, every declaration ever given by every human soul living on Earth. That's why the beautiful song to remind us, because that song speaks to our soul, because it came from our soul, is gathered up. But what's exciting and precious about this moment is that this is the moment where it is being answered once and for all. Prosperity has been let loose across the globe, and now is only the slow yet uninterrupted release until all may see it, all may experience it, all may feel it, every prayer, every desire for freedom answered. Everyone, right now, and throughout space and time. So, the beautiful hymnal, Swing Low, Sweet Chariot. And yes, Catherine, we did show you a ship. Imagine. As we've been showing Christine and Catherine for days, stopping the process of your prosperity now would be as simple as stopping the tide. In other words, it's impossible. Your prosperity is flowing. So we bring you tonight's topic, which is, now that your prosperity is a given, what is the next important, critical step that you all, that we all can make together to ensure the highest success? And it is simple, yet it is embedded within the reality, within your bodies, within you. But, oh, based on the demonstration you've been giving, it is going to be easy to deal with, I predict. But I have all the advantage of seeing what you're already pulling off. The next step is to release the stress. Now that you have prosperity and you can see it appear before your eyes, thanks to the steadfast faith, work, and devotion you have put in, the next step is to release the condition of perpetual stress that has been now called normal life. It is not. And we are going to be here to help you with every step of this. But I cannot overspeak the importance of your participation in releasing this stress. It is possible to be within every moment. And Meg and Catherine and the masters coming through are going to give you many tools and perspectives that will just help you right through this issue. I have just come to trumpet the way of how important it is that you embrace relaxation, ease. There is nothing left, no matter what your outer world is telling you. There is nothing left to be strained about, to be upset about, to be fearful of. The stress that you have called normal living, even you have called responsible living, need no more rule the day. So, beloved family of light, I give you these words and all my love as we venture forth past the dawning of prosperity on earth and into what lies ahead, all miracles, all joy, the time we have worked so hard together for. I love you. Call on me night and day. I am your devoted brother, Michael. And now I will take another moment. I have gotten out Catherine's book, Who Needs Light, again. And I want to read a few lines to you. And remember, this book, Who Needs Light, was written by Catherine, with mother and father leaning one over each shoulder. It was a...
Is that who it was?
Catherine says, is that who it was? And this section was called The Anxiety Trap, and I'll read you a few lines. Remember, each and every word is imbued in this book with light, with codes that unlock the things that may be locked in place, that are not your ultimate self, your deepest truth. So just relax, center in your pillar of light, and allow these words to be delivered to you from our mother and father through Catherine's beautiful writing and through all of our love here in the company of heaven. We surround you now. The anxiety trap. Living with anxiety takes a tremendous toll, especially because of the way many people experience it as low-level, gnawing worry that lingers even in sleep. It wears out the physical structure, drives your friends and family and coworkers crazy, and precludes joy. So many people are desperate to find a way to rid themselves of it. That anti-anxiety medication has become a billion-dollar industry, like depression. Treating the symptoms without addressing the underlying causes is self-defeating. Anxious feelings are a response to the idea that there is danger present. Here is the good news. Anxiety is not something that happens to you. It is something you do. Therefore, you have a choice. You can continue to do it or not. Of course, this sounds simplistic, but it is true nonetheless. We are all biologically designed to respond to our environment in life-preserving ways, and the anxiety response would be life-preserving if it helped to protect us from danger. But ongoing anxiety, or worse yet, panic, hardly makes you a more effective defender. Negotiate with yourself. Get out of your head and into your heart, and insist on real responses to real events. Refuse to allow any fantasy and fear-mongering to ruin your life and spoil your fun. This is from Who Needs Light by Dr. Catherine May, Allah, Mother and Father God, page 401 to 403. Now, I will give you the big clue about releasing stress. It is enough that you desire with all your heart to do so, and that you then follow the hints and hugs and prompts that your team bring you. Team will bring you the steps to follow if you simply with all your heart ask, Mother and Father, yes, I wish to release this stress that I've considered so much a burden, so necessary, so much a part of my life. The moment you do that, everything shifts into motion to support you to do that. We hear you, and we will all be here to support the easy venture of letting go. Because as you know, at this time, more love and light than ever before is flooding our precious Terra. I love you and am with you every moment, as we all are. I kiss your cheek and say namaste all. I am your brother Michael.
Oh, thank you, Michael. Those words were a balm on our heart. Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you, Michael and Christine. So we're going to try and weave a story here to give everyone the optimal help to resolve whatever issues are coming to the surface now. But the overarching truth here, as Sananda talked about in his message, is that we must now be very attentive and inward searching in order not to promote and maintain the matrix. And anxiety is one of the pillars of the matrix. So whenever you go into a state of worrying or stress, you are in fact putting bricks and cement and building the matrix back. So we ask everyone to take hold, stay with us. We're going to go through a number of solutions and suggestions, and I think, Meg, are you ready to talk about this?
Yes, I am ready, Catherine. This is going to be fun.
As usual, Meg, wonderful suggestions for us. But I want to also mention, just before you start, Meg, when we were talking, we talked briefly today about what we're going to to present tonight. And as Meg started to present her, what she was going to talk about, the frequencies went skyrocketing, and I felt like I was being stabbed in the heart. So, and Christine got a huge hit, too. So we said to the cabal who's sending these, thanks for the heads up. Looks like this is really important, and they really don't want us to talk about this. So that said, Meg, hang on to your chair and keep breathing.
That's right. Heart thumping. Yeah, it was interesting to have that happen with confirmation with Catherine right there, and of course we're always protected. But it is a good hint that when we start unraveling the matrix that we're on the right track. So so this is I sent a email to Catherine telling her after last week we began a more formal, but not really formal, ascension lessons. After Catherine said, we need some lessons here. And so I took that to heart. And, of course, we've all been involved with ascension lessons all our life. So this is nothing new. We might bring it to a more focused perspective on certain topics. So I noticed after this happened that 2 weeks ago, Mother God mentioned at the end of her message about you have been robbed of your peace of mind, and this is being corrected. And for some reason, you can hear me exhale. It was so relieving to hear, because that's what it's felt like, that there's a peace of mind that I can taste that is my choice as well as is happening. So to look at my life, including my physical body, as you know, I do acupuncture and nutrition and Chinese medicine, so it's something in my everyday life. So it's easy to keep this in front of me as I partner with people on their bodies and their minds. And so it's easy for me to be here. But I noticed, I said, I want a massage every day for the rest of my life. I said that out loud. And I said this to Owen. I said, as soon as it's possible, it is happening. And we were laughing about that because I talk to Owen all the time, which is the best stress reducer in the history of the world, is talking to your twin flame, because they just love to listen and they're just all ears and they partner with you in amazing ways. So I just let it rip. But then I thought deeper. I said, this tension in my shoulders, I can't remember not having it. Just right on top of the shoulders, very tense and painful. And the rest of my body is fine. But I started thinking, I said, this is not normal. To mention, we do not have tight shoulders. What's going on here? And just like Michael said, as soon as you ask for help, there it comes. So I said, where is this coming from? And I want to work on a solution. And there it started. It was a week of flooding information. I couldn't hold it in. I just let it flow through me, but it just was connection after connection after aha. And so that's what it will feel like when you ask for help. It'll just feel like the floodgates have opened and you're getting help from every angle and you're making connections in your life in ways that you never thought possible. So very fun. So I started thinking, I said, well, in Chinese medicine, the physical body, anything in the physical realm always starts as a thought, as an emotion that lingers long enough in our energetic field, and it works its way down into the dense physical body. Now, there's lots of ways to say that. That's just Chinese way of saying it. So I said, okay, well, if the root of this
tension in my shoulders is tense thinking. Show me where I am thinking tension thoughts. Show me where they are. Let me see them. And I started realizing that it felt like my dukes were up. Like you can think of a boxer getting ready for a match or a, whatever they call those in the ring. And your arms are up and you are, the bell's about to ring. And it felt like that's the posture my shoulders felt like they were taking. It was so curious to me. I was like, I love my work. I love my home. I have a nice stress-free life. And here are these shoulders, which are obviously not fooling anybody. So I said, I've got to call my shoulders out. What's going on here? And I realized that there's tense thinking that is just wound and wound and wound, becomes everyday life, just like you said, Catherine. It's just every day. And I wasn't even conscious of it. It was just manifesting in my shoulders because I had always lived with it. And I said, this can leave now. I'm ready for this to leave. And so I asked for help. So they started showing me how I carried my body. Well, so we're going to start with the physical first. If you can't find the tense thinking, we'll start with the body's tension, and we'll unravel it that way. So I thought that was very helpful. Now, some people, of course, there's a thousand ways to get this. You might start on the emotional field. You might start with the thinking, and you might be able to pinpoint where that was. For me, it was helpful to start at the body. So I started noticing when I was carrying my body in tension, when I was moving too fast, and this was very helpful. I noticed I was hurrying in some areas of my day, and I couldn't find a reason why. I wasn't punching a clock, or I wasn't late for anything. It was so ingrained in my movement that I was unaware of it until my team helped me to bring my awareness to it. And one day, I said, all right, it was a Saturday, I said, I'm going to go in slow motion. I'm going to move as slow as I can in a form of moving meditation. Mm-hmm. It was hilarious, Catherine. I was instantly aware of the tension that came when I slowed down. It was aggravating.
Mm-hmm.
I went, look at that. There you have it. And how that's so hidden so easily with my fast movement. And I thought, what else am I hiding? What else am I not wanting to see when I slow down? And it just started unraveling like that. And my team was there with me the whole time, just helping me make connections. And I found as I started to slow down, my mind slowed down, my speech slowed down, I took longer to do things I normally would speed through, I chewed slower, I pet my animal slower, and I started to relax. I started to feel more peaceful. And then Mother, comment came back. Oh, peace of mind, and how it's linked with the body. So I'll just do that quick introduction, and then we'll toss it back together and see what thoughts you have about that. And because I'm not the only one with that issue, and it was very helpful to work with my team on that. So what thoughts do you have about that, Catherine?
Well, part of our lineup tonight is Sanat Kumara, who's going to come and give us a wonderful exercise that will bring up a vivid picture for people about how to really take command of your body completely. And I also want to add that what you're describing, this speeding up, is really essential to the matrix. It's an essential part of the matrix. It's
embedded in the way we talk about work and the way people are rewarded for their work. Like productivity is a fabulous thing. If you can work faster and harder and more efficiently, you are supposedly rewarded for that, although not financially, of course. And it creates the kind of slave mentality where people feel they are prisoners to this need to produce, to show something, to be productive, to be efficient, as if it is the most wonderful, fabulous characteristic you can have. And of course, all it does is throw you into a state of anxiety. But you're not supposed to think of it as anxiety. You're supposed to think of it as stress and be proud of how much of it you can withstand. And if you do that, it means you're being a really good worker. Well, actually, it means you're being a really good slave. And that is precisely what those who created the Matrix wanted, was for everybody to be so in need of proving themselves that they would knock themselves out and become better and better unwitting slaves. So anytime you think of stress, anytime you're tempted to say, oh, I feel so stressed today, instead change the words. Oh, I feel like a slave to the Matrix today. And know that if you agree with that and agree to pursue those feelings, that you are yourself confirming, supporting, and rebuilding the Matrix. One of the things that Sananda talked about in his message was that, you know, there have been revolutions all over the globe, and so many times what happens is the very ones who have rebelled take over and then proceed to increase the level of abuse and mistreatment and lack of freedom. So this is what we need to be very aware of now. We're being given a fabulous opportunity. We're being given our freedom. And we need to be very conscious so that we don't turn around and reestablish the very things that we have always prayed would go away. And we're being given peace of mind. We're being given freedom from debt slavery. So it's really important that we match our psychological, emotional state to that new freedom, which should really bring us peace of mind and happiness and joy and ease. So these are the things we're going to talk about tonight, and we're going to have each one of our masters who comes is going to have a way of helping us to remember how to do this and give us tools to use. So Sanat is going to talk about, now I think you were going to channel Owen, weren't you? Wasn't that a piece of what you were going to do today?
Yes, I'm happy to.
Okay, so we'll let you do that. And we have Sananda and Sanat. Sanat's going to talk about visual centering and a wonderful exercise that involves moving your hand. And when you get really consciously aware, you can do the entire exercise by moving your finger. So I think people are going to like that one. So let's hear, since we talked about this earlier, let's hear from Owen for a moment, because I know he wants to come through too. And then we'll go on and see who would like to come next. Probably Sanat, I think. Okay, so Meg, take it away. And Owen, greetings, Owen. Welcome to our show.
Yes. Thank you.
Catherine, dear Catherine. And thank you, family, as we draw so close together. We are such a team. Look at us, shining bright, just with so much courage. That's what I see. Such courage and laughter. Oh, you're getting so good at laughing at all of these lessons when they come up. Oh, that makes us jump for joy. I just wanted to take a quick moment in this amazing lineup we have tonight to let you know how much your connection with your twin flame can help you during this time as you are unraveling your own levels and your own interactions with the matrix. Everybody has such a personal story. They're involved in their own ways with their own family and friends and their work. And everybody's answer is going to be unique to them, their heart, and their mind. And your twin flame is there every second of every day to be such a reliable source of comfort, a backdrop, a way for you to bounce ideas off of. It's a little bit different as a twin flame because you already have us. There's no worry. There's no getting it wrong. We're already yours forever. It is amazing to be able to relax into that type of love. Maybe this is not something you've ever experienced before at this level. Well, trust it. We are here, and we love to work with you as you open yourself up to these lessons. There's no worry. There's no doubt. There's no insecurity. Meg tells me everything. Every secret, every shame, every regret, every joke, every joy. She worked hard on that. It wasn't easy at first. We had to be together. And then the layers start to drop. And then she relaxed. And she became open and she trusted. And then we really got going. And this is what your twin flame wants you to know. That there is no stress in our relationship. You are already ours forever. So let us help you. Lean on us. Tell us everything. And we will laugh with you and cry with you and brainstorm with you and be there every minute. Let us be where you relax. Relax in our heart. Relax in our heart. I just wanted to share that with you and let you know that you have somebody always on your side, no matter what. Thank you for this time. I am your brother, Owen. Namaste.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you, Owen and Meg. I am speechless and crying. Wow. Thank you. That was so beautiful and so reassuring and so clear. Wow. Thanks, Meg.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course.
Oh, what a beautiful thing to say and to show us. It's so important and such a wonderful way to learn peace of mind, to know that you have a best friend always right there with you who absolutely loves you unconditionally. Oh, thank you, Owen. Thank you so much. Wow. Well, let's see who'd like to follow that one.
Our brother Sananda.
Well, yes, but I think Sananda wants to introduce him.
Oh, wonderful.
Am I right? Yes. Okay, so Sananda's going to maybe, well, we'll see. We'll see what Sananda's going to do. Prepare the way for Sananda, will you, Sananda? Okay.
Oh, nice. Okay, I'll give you just a quick breath to connect with our dear brother Sananda and welcome. Welcome, Sananda, to our show.
Oh, greetings, everyone, and hello, dear Meg. We are so delighted. I just couldn't wait to tell you this, that we are so delighted that you are channeling Owen and that you brought him through with such clarity and joy. We are all just delighted and celebrating here because, you know, it's always a really big deal for us when someone can channel us so beautifully and so clearly and capture our emotions and our meanings and do it so with such ease. It means another channel, another stream of loving energy has just been added to the Rainbow Bridge. So thank you, Meg.
Yes, thank you, Sananda.
Now, you're getting the gist, all of you, as we're kind of walking into this lesson that we're doing today. I like the way you introduced it, Meg, because it lets everyone see that this connection, these connections that you all have to the Matrix are not your fault. It's not that you're doing something wrong or bad. It's simply that you have been so steeped in this your entire lives that it becomes, like Meg was describing, the posture of being having your dukes up was completely unconscious and completely unintentional. So it's that kind of thing that we're peeling away like an onion, peeling away the layers of all the ways that everyone on the planet has been seduced into, immersed in, struggling with, fighting against the ways of the Matrix. Now, the temptation, as I said in my message, the temptation is to say, I'm a warrior for the light, or we're going to defeat the Matrix, or we will bring it down. Well, that's not what we're going to do. The Matrix will dissolve behind us as we walk away. We don't have to fight it. We don't have to rebel against it. In fact, doing that strengthens the Matrix. There's an old saying, what you oppose, you strengthen. And it's very clear when it comes to the Matrix that this is absolutely true. You cannot fight against it and expect to dismantle it, because by fighting against it, you are confirming that it's real. What we're suggesting for all of you now in this important transition, this monumentally historic transition that you're making, is that it is the joy in your hearts. You know the expression, your heart has wings. This is how you're going to leave the Matrix behind. By not focusing on it, by not giving it your energy, you deprive it of any affirmation, of any recognition, and therefore it cannot exist. It will melt away into the dust as if it never existed. This illusion, delusion really, of darkness and power. Now, of course, don't feel bad if you haven't already done this, because the conditions were different. It would have been very difficult for one person to walk away from the matrix and expect it to dissolve. That couldn't have happened. It's only now that we're all working together and that you're all raising your vibration together, hand in hand. You're walking away and you are creating the disintegration of the matrix yourselves by simply not adhering to its rules, by not recognizing that it has any power over you. And the more people that do that, the faster it disintegrates. I mentioned, like Dorothy discovered in The Wizard of Oz, it's like water on the witch. It just melts away. So this is part of the reason why those who are still trying to restore the matrix are so angry and upset and frantic and feeling real danger for themselves, because they see it happening. They see you're succeeding. So know, beloved ones, every time you take a deep breath, every time you build your pillar of light, strengthen it with your connection to Mother and Father God, and anchor yourself into the center of Gaia. Every time you do that, every time you balance yourself, every time you manage your feelings and your thoughts, you are creating our new life together. You are bringing the higher dimensions into yourself. And by doing that, you are dissolving the matrix. So it's the opposite of what everyone used to think, that you'd have to defeat the cabal, or you'd have to go to battle against them, or make war against the dark things that have enslaved you. No more. It's a different time now. It would have been considered, not very long ago, a completely ineffectual and weak thing to do, to think you could make anything happen by raising your vibration, by being joyful, by joining hearts with those around you. It has been shown to be successful. You've had people here on planet Earth, Martin Luther King, Nelson Mandela, Gandhi, and many others, who have shown that this high vibrational connection to one another is what wins the day. Now, Sanat Kumara is, of course, the one we sometimes call Ancient of Days. He is the one who originally offered to come to Earth to hold the light until all of you, all of us, were able to bring through this triumph that we're celebrating now. And he, of course, is ecstatic that finally our dreams are truly coming true. Now, he worked for many, many years, actually more than 40 years, incarnated and afterwards with Catherine to help her learn the visual centering techniques. And he's going to talk a little bit about that and why it works. And I just want to say, listen up, folks, because if you want the permanent change that will help you to remain balanced, that will help you to remain centered, the fastest way through this dilemma about leaving all these fears behind is to use this technique. Now, we have never talked about it on this radio show because usually it's taught by someone that you can see. But what we do is to recommend to you that you go to YouTube and watch the videos that Catherine made. It's under the heading Visual Centering on her YouTube channel. And if you combine that, after you listen to Sanat telling you how to use this technique and why it works, you will be amazed at how quickly you can learn. And we're all going to help you too. So we are behind Sanat 100%. We will be helping all of you to use these very effective, very positive techniques to help you put wings on your heart. So I just want to tell all of you what a pleasure it is to be here with you. And, of course, I will be here next week. We're celebrating our new prosperity. And we assure you, as Michael said, it is in process. It is not going to come. It is not in the future, it's here now. So blessings to everyone. I love you. I am your Sananda. Namaste, all.
Thank you, Sananda.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Okay, this is Catherine. Well, I think he gave a bit of an introduction. So I'm just going to mention that this is my dear friend, Sanat Kumara, who incarnated here and was my teacher and my mentor and taught me the techniques that we're about to describe to you. And I have spent the last 40 years or so teaching them. And I've seen how it can help people change quickly and keep the change, which is really so important. It's one thing to understand what you need to do and to figure it out in your head. It's another thing entirely to bring it into your body and into your heart and to connect with your soul. When you do all of those things, when you combine all of your bodies into a balanced, anchored place, it feels so good you'll never want to stop doing it. So, greetings, Sanat. I'm going to step aside and let him come through. Our dear friend, Sanat Kumara.
Welcome, Sanat Kumara. Welcome.
Thank you, dear Meg. Hello, everyone. Well, I haven't been here so often, but I'm delighted to be here to teach you what was so important to me and to my studies when I was there. It was really, I didn't know it at the time, but it was a blessing that was transmitted to me. And it was my mission to teach it. And, of course, teaching it to Catherine was a real pleasure because she dug in and wouldn't stop until she'd learned everything I could teach her. So together, we'll present this to you. Now, I'll give you just a very brief background. It's covered in Catherine's book, and she talks about it a bit in the visual centering videos. So I really recommend that you watch those and practice. Now, the idea behind this came to me very early on. When I was just a young man and thinking about what I would do as my work, I learned some tangential things that helped guide me toward these truths. I knew that there was a deep connection between what people feel in their bodies and what they're thinking. Now, this may seem like old hat to you now, but 60 years ago, it was a pretty radical idea that people's thoughts affected their physical health, even the way they stand, the way they move, the way they express themselves in their bodies. And as I began working with people, I became a physical therapist and began working with people. And as we would talk about what they needed, I began to see in their eyes that what they were talking about was reflected in the way they used their eyes. And I began to make connections and notice that certain people with certain problems would have a particular kind of setting that they used when they looked out at the world. And this is where I began, by studying the way people focused their eyes, literally, affected their whole attitude and their physical expressions. Now, the practice I'm going to give you is just an introduction to how you can change the way you focus your eyes, and by doing that, to allow the truth of your soul to come through. Now, we've talked about the matrix and how it affects everyone, and how anxiety is such an important element in your training and your upbringing and your adult lives. Anxiety, feeling it, thinking about it, affects the way you use your eyes, and that affects the way you see the world. Now, most of us learned to be off-center, in a state of imbalance. And to do that, you move your point of focus from the center of your brain, usually forward into your eyes. Now, if you think of your optic nerve, your visual cortex, your eyes, you don't really see with your eyes, you see with your brain. And our eyes work a bit like a camera. So your eyes, your eyeball, the lens takes the picture. And then you carry the picture along your optic nerve back into the center of your brain. And it's back there in your brain that you develop the pictures and place meaning on what you see. Now, anyone who's had difficulties in childhood will have put blocks along that line, along the line of the optic nerve, so that you see your vision is literally colored by the traumas that you've experienced, by the anxiety you feel, and the feeling of anxiety creates the tension in your brain, and in your eyes that makes you feel as if you're going to fall on your face. And you can see it. You can see it in your own eyes if you look in the mirror. You can see it in other people's eyes. It's like they're pushing forward. And light workers especially have a way of reaching out to try to make contact with others. And when they do that, it puts you all the way off balance, like you're reaching out and then you let go of yourself. So I want everybody to breathe, pull back. And I can feel the energy here. It's not that everybody does it the same. Every single person has variations in how they do this. But on the whole, people who have good hearts and who are light workers tend to move forward. And when you do that, you lose your connection with yourself, your heart, your will in your solar plexus, your anchor that goes down into the earth, and you lose your connection to mother and father. So think of that pillar of light that you've been taught to make and see the beam of light that goes down through the top of your crown, through the center of your brain, down into your throat, your heart, your will, and all the way down into the earth. Feel your feet planted on the earth. And that beam is like a conduit that runs through the center of who you are. Now breathe. And feel the air moving along through your nostrils back into the center of your brain and then down. And down is along that light channel. Now pull yourself, your point of focus, with your eyes open. Pull your point of focus back into the very center of that beam. That is who you are. Feel the sensation of peace and calm that floods through your whole body. Let the oxygen flow through your brain, all the way through your brain, and then just let go of your brain. Let it rest. While you enjoy the deep fulfillment of experiencing yourself as the being you truly are, a being of light and love. Now concentrate that sensation, that experience of being who you are in the center of your brain, connected to the center of your heart, the center of your will, and your anchor into the earth. And then you reach up right through the center of your brain, up, up, and hold mother and father. And I'm happy to be there with you too. Now feel the breath going right into the center of your brain and your focus meeting it. So you are there in the center of your brain looking out at the world. You don't come out and nobody else gets in. That's your territory, and you manage it yourself. Now the breath is easy, comfortable. And as you look out across the room, you'll notice things look farther away. That's right. You're seeing perspective as it really is. The furniture is not looming and closing in on you. The world is not closing in on you. When you move back, everything else recedes, and you are there in the center of your brain, the captain of your ship, the one who monitors, the one who decides how you wish to respond. And so you have a sense of command, not control, command, management, ease. It's a comfortable place to be. Breathe it. Now, you can go to a mirror and you can practice this. And you'll see you have your own particular ways of messing up your vision, of getting yourself off balance, because that's, of course, what everyone was supposed to do. You'll see it in the mirror. You'll see if one eye is working harder than the other. Practice. And when you practice, call on me. I will come. I will walk you through it. I'll help you. You'll hear me coaching you. You'll hear me whispering in your ear. And of course, I know things about you that you may not even be aware of yourself. Because from our point of view, we can see these things. We see it in your energy field. I'll help you clear your energy field of all the old foibles and knots and shadows, so that you can breathe easy, be fulfilled in knowing that you are the precious being that you were intended to be, filled with love and light and a sense of excitement, because this is not only a wonderful thing to experience, but to carry forward into your new life in this state of being. I think of you all as earth angels. And when you do this, when you center, your light becomes brilliant and clear and sweet. And this is how you will feel about yourselves as well. Now, as a little closing exercise, I'm going to give you one that was always one of my favorites. It's a way of managing your body in such an exquisite, sensitive way that it truly is the essence of self-management, self-realization, and consciousness. Now, keep your center as you just practiced. Breathe downward. And now you're going to think in your mind. You're going to move your arm. Now hold your arm just in front of you at ease. And now think the command in your mind. I'm going to move my arm. And then send the command down through the nerves, through your neck, your shoulder, down your arm to your hand. And very slowly, move your arm while you pay exquisite attention to the impulse that is the command. So you will feel command, 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 command. And at the same time, response, 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 response. So you're constantly recreating the command every millisecond. And you're recreating the sensation of the response. So you know exactly where your arm is, where your hand is moving. Every millisecond, you are completely aware of the motion, the speed, how far you've moved your hand, where it is now, without looking at it. Internally, you have a clear picture of your hand and the connection all the way from your brain down that nerve line, and make sure you feel every millimeter of that nerve line and the activity that you're creating by giving the command. Now, as you watch yourself do it, you'll see, okay, you give the command and then flop. Oh, you let go. Start over. Do it very slowly with awareness every tiny millimeter that you move your hand. You are in that movement. You don't let go. You don't turn away and ignore it. And once you practice this, it's like a lot of the Eastern practices like Tai Chi are designed to help you train your body this way. But you can do it sitting in a chair with your hands. Just moving your hand. And when you get really good at it, you can do it by moving one finger. And know that you are completely aware and in command of everything you do. Every eye blink, every thought, every feeling is yours. You are aware, and you are yourself. Now, dear ones, breathe that in. Take this as your own, this sense of command and the pleasure of being alive, the pleasure of being in a body that is yours. And your life will be different beginning this moment. I can promise you. Breathe easy, everyone. Peace is on its way. I am your Sanat Kumara, and I offer you my assistance, my presence, my cheer for you. Anytime you ask, I will be there. Just call on me. You can call me Sanat. I'll know who you're looking for, and I'll be there in a second. Blessings all. Enjoy your new life. Namaste. I am your Sanat.
Thank you. Thank you, dear Sanat Kumara. Oh, now, what kind of training team is that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh. Personal tutoring from Sanat Kumara. It doesn't get better than that.
Your personal trainer.
It's amazing.
Now, everyone has a personal trainer.
Terrific. And believe me,
and then
he
you
is
house calls.
Best. Yes, he makes house calls.
It reminds me of the, what's that funny saying about the right hand doesn't know what the left is doing?
Uh-huh.
It reminds me of that. We are on. We are correcting that, you know.
That's right.
That mindfulness. And it's, oh, I could just see so many things that this is so helpful for. I mean, any time that anything is spilt, I stop and go, okay, you just left your body. Let's get back. Let's take a breath and let's start again.
Mm-hmm.
It's true, you know, and it's just an easy way. Most people say, oh, it's just an accident. I remember you said, there are no accidents. It's part of the visual
just opportunities.
Yes, exactly, just opportunities. And going through your several visual centering exercises, I remember something that was so helpful, that we can't be, it's very difficult to be visually centered when you're literally slanting forward.
Uh-huh.
There needs to be. So when I'm thinking about this hurrying, I noticed that when we slow down, our spine gets straight, our shoulders go back and relax, and our neck adjusts.
That's right.
And you can start by helping yourself get visually centered by just moving your chin back, moving your shoulders back, and dropping them. And it really does help get into the visual centering position much quicker. And we can't hurry when we're in that position. It's almost impossible. Like, hurrying means you're sort of tilted forward the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sort of. And so even just recognizing that you're tilted can help us to.
Well, that's what he meant by reaching out.
Yeah.
Instead of beside yourself.
Yes.
So if you keep that, if you keep that picture of a beam of light that goes right down through your center, then you arrange your posture around it so that your
mm-hmm.
your head in a straight line with your neck, your shoulders are back, your spine is straight, and your energy line goes right down into the earth.
Mm.
So you don't have any kinks. When you lean forward or scrunch your shoulders up, you're putting a kink in your light.
Mm.
In your center. Which is of course what we're taught to do. I remember people saying when I was a child, "What are you looking at?" Don't look at me that way, because I was looking right into their eyes, right into them, and you know that wasn't supposed to be a nice thing to do. And in certain cultures, of course, it's, you know, you don't make eye contact, you're supposed to look down or away or something. So this is really overcoming all of those matrix rules about how you're not supposed to see anything. You're not supposed to really know what it is you're looking at. You're not supposed to know yourself and be comfortable and sure and easy in yourself. So we're breaking all the rules here. And that's how we disintegrate the matrix, is by not obeying and by really anchoring in yourself. And then you can truly be of service to others, because you're not in an argument with yourself or anyone. You're simply at ease and in love with your higher self, your twin flame, mother and father, Tara, you know, and everybody who happens to come into your path. You'll just feel you're just emanating love, because that's what happens when you anchor in your heart. So then
it reverses your thinking. So your heart is in command of your thinking. So you're going to think generous, happy, kind thoughts, because that's what hearts do. That's the way our heart is designed. When we're anchored and we're connected with Mother and Father, then we just emanate light and love, and everything gets a whole lot easier. No struggles. So I feel Mother just pouring honey love on us. And I think she would like to be the one to wrap up this show and bring her love.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have anything else you want to mention before we go to Mother?
Well, of course we could talk so much about this, so many levels, but I think this was a wonderful, wonderful introduction, and I'll just remind everyone that Sanat has promised that when we go watch the videos on YouTube,
mm-hmm.
that he will be with us when we watch them. Automatically, he's going to be there. So this is just an amazing opportunity to have your own personal visual centering coach, because we can't clone Catherine across the world yet, and would be able to get a real head start on this, and you'll be able to start experiencing how your body feels and where the tension is, and be able to ask your team come and assist you in unraveling these patterns. And visual centering mm-hmm. is the fastest way to be able to become aware of where these patterns are and to release them. So go to YouTube, everyone, and go to Dr. Catherine May has her own channel, and all the volunteers at one of her conferences allowed themselves to be videotaped. And you can see right in front of you, the camera is, I think, 3 to 4 feet, very close, and you can see what happens to their eyes. You can see it change. When the centering is there, it's like a light comes around their entire aura. And
mm-hmm.
it's so helpful to see somebody experience being visually centered, and how Catherine walks you through the steps. And, of course, now Sanat's going to be with you too. And it helps to see it, not just your own self, but them doing it, and it you learn that way as well. So even though you're not on the chair receiving it, you learn a lot from watching. So just go to YouTube and work away, and you'll be surprised. I bet you it's going to be light speed how people will get this now.
So mm-hmm. with all the energy and
everybody.
All the help. Yes.
Oh, all the help.
Yeah.
Yes, it'll be so fast. So.
And we used to do workshops, and I think we probably will again be doing workshops, teach this, and to help people fine-tune. So soon, things are going to change. I also want to mention that today, January 20th, is the birthday of our dear friend Luis, who is in Paraguay, and we want to send him birthday wishes tonight. He's been such a dear friend and such a big help to us. So happy birthday, Luis.
Happy birthday, Luis. Yes.
All right. Now I'm going to turn this over to Mother God and let her come and give us her sweet love energy and her thoughts. So,
all right, Catherine.
She will be our final guest tonight.
Wonderful.
And we love it when Mother comes to tuck us in.
Absolutely. Literally, for some people. Wonderful. Mm. Well, we always welcome our dear Mother. Welcome. We're so glad you're with us tonight, as always.
Ah, beloved ones, thank you, Meg. Thank you, Christine and Catherine. We are so happy to be taking part in these lovely lessons that you're presenting. It's so important that everyone feels supported and that we give you real help in these days, because it's not easy making this transition. We understand that. Everything that you've been used to is evolving and changing. And of course it's changing for the better, but it still is, can be a little disorienting. And so this is why you need to be very gently and solidly anchored in the center of who you are, in the beautiful light-filled center that is the essence of each unique and precious being. This is how we see you. If every single human on the planet were beautifully centered and anchored, do you know how different you would appear? Far more unique and individual than what you have tried to become. Of course, there was a great push for everyone to be more alike, more to fit in. And as you center yourself, your creativity comes alive. Your individuality begins to shine through. The beauty that is you, the precious and unique beauty that is you, shines forth. We celebrate this coming into yourselves that is so brilliant and such a joy to behold. So many of you, especially those who are listening and those who have taken part in all kinds of self, what can we call it? I think the best terms might be discovering your inner self, being true to yourself. So many of you have been working in those ways for most of your lives. So this is not new to you to explore how to be uniquely and perfectly yourself. Yes, there is a kind of perfection. It's not something you achieve. It's something you are. And finding the center of yourself is reaching the perfection that you are. This is what we adore about you. In your human bodies, you are gloriously ambitious. And when you turn those impulses to be completely yourself, it is magnificent. And as the feelings of competition and strain and stress melt away with the matrix, see it behind you like an old derelict building, an old warehouse that's been abandoned and is going to just fall down with the next breeze. That's all that's left of it now. You, with your brilliant light, are going to walk away together, hand in hand, feeling our presence close to you. You have no need for any of that. You have yourself. You have love. First, you have the love that you experience for yourself and for those around you. That's the most important one to cultivate. Because when you do that, you will begin to open to experience the love that comes back to you. But it comes to you from us and from others you encounter. When you accept yourself completely, when you celebrate being in the center of who you are, all glory will come to you. You will experience great peace of mind. You will make life easier for those around you because your energy will be reassuring, peaceful, gentle. And other people around you will begin to flourish and flower. And they will look to you with affection and gratitude, like they've just experienced a beautiful spring shower and they're blossoming in the shower itself. You, beloved ones, are the brilliant, determined, strong, intelligent creator race. And when you take command of yourselves, as our dear Sanat was describing, you are indomitable. You are glorious. We love you beyond words. We see you growing moment by moment, and it is thrilling to us. We see you coming closer and closer to us, and we reach out to touch your heart. And as Sanat was saying, if you call, he will come to help you learn your visual centering. Well, I want to offer that as well. Call on us. We will be there. We will help you straighten your shoulders, raise your head up, to walk in mindfulness and in joy as you go forward into this beautiful future that we have all envisioned together. And you, beloved ones, there on the surface earth, are creating it with us. Father God is here with me. He sends his greatest love. And he is beaming with pleasure to see you working hard to be your brilliant, beautiful selves. We love you beyond words. I am your mother, God, and I am always here for you. Namaste, dear one.
Oh, thank you, Mother. Wow. Sanat Kumara is helping us with visual centering, and Mother God is relaxing our shoulders. I'm signing up for that class.
Yes.
Thank you, Mother.
They really want us to succeed. And they will do anything to help us. We only need to ask. As Sananda said, hallelujah. We are going to have an amazing time.
Oh, we are ready. Everyone is saying that. We are ready.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes.
All right. Now I have another treat, an angel singing, Kathleen Battle, singing Swing Low, Sweet Chariot with the Boys Choir of Harlem. Mm. So you'll get a little bit more of it. Well, good night, everybody. And if people have questions about the things that we've talked about tonight, most of them are answered in the book, Who Needs Light?
Mm-hmm.
And although I can't possibly be available to answer personal questions for everyone, and I know there will be some that will come up, much of it will be answered in the book. If you watch the videos, I think a lot of you'll learn a lot from that. And if you watch them more than once, you'll be surprised what you see.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll keep talking about this. We'll do more of this kind of work. So hang on, everybody. Keep going. You'll be surprised what you learn. All right, I'm going to play our beautiful music and say good night to everyone, and we will see you same time next week.
Wonderful.
So
good night, everyone.
Meg.
Good night, Catherine.
Good night, everybody. Christine. Good night, Christine.